Brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Ladder Ring 333, and I come to you in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ, sharing with you the words, the dreams, the messages, the warnings that the Lord has given me. If you are a new subscriber, please go check out my 4 forums that I started for all my subscribers and listeners. The links are in the description box below. I have a dream forum, a prepper forum, homeschooling forum, and a safe haven forum. My dream forum has lots of prophetic dreams that people have been posting, and if you have a prophetic dream or message, please feel free to put it there. Like I said, these platforms are made for you all. So please share with the body of Christ what the Lord is showing you. Today I want to share with you 2 night visions that I have received recently, as well as a message that I received in the middle of the night. This was last night I actually received this message. You know, the Lord is so good. He is so merciful and He is so kind, because even in the midst of giving me warnings and judgment messages, doom and gloom, He always gives me something of hope and encouragement for the body of Christ, because He gives us these warnings so we can be prepared, brothers and sisters, because Jesus is coming back very soon. He wants His bride to be ready. He wants His bride to be ready for His coming. And so He is purifying His bride right now. And during this time of judgments that we're seeing all over the world, we know that He is coming soon. We need to lift our eyes and look up and watch for His coming. We don't know exactly when it is, but we are in the season. So be prepared, be ready. If you're not ready for Jesus' coming, then get ready today. Get ready today. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, then ask Him into your heart. Seek Him, bow down, and ask Him to come into your heart and to show you that He is real and that He is there. Jesus Christ is a real person. He is the King of Kings and He is the Lord of Lords, and He is coming back soon. Don't be left behind. All right, let me go ahead now and share with you these dream visions. These are night visions that I got. They're very quick. On the 7th of August of this month, I mean of this year, 2020, I saw something I've never seen before. It was a flash vision. It was so quick. It was like the blink of an eye, brothers and sisters, the blink of an eye, and I saw hell. I had never seen hell before. I saw hell. I saw the burnt, I don't know if it was hell or the burning lake of fire, but what I saw was a burning lake of fire that went on forever. It was all red, and I don't know how to really explain it to you without drawing it or taking a picture of something that looks like it, but it's real. Hell is real, and I got a small glimpse of it. I don't know why the Lord showed me this, except for to warn people that yes, there is heaven and there is also hell. There is, it talks about the lake of fire in the Bible, brothers and sisters, and I saw it. And it was a raging sea of fire that went on as far as the eye could see. It was horrific. It was awful. And it shook me right out of my sleep when I saw it. And like I said, I didn't dwell on it because I only saw it for a blink of the eye, but I know it was the burning lake of fire or hell. So if you have not repented, please repent now, brothers and sisters. Please be right with the Lord at all times. All right, the second one I want to bring to you, I got the very next night. I do want to say that for all of you who have been praying for me during this time of suffering and torment that I've been going through, I just thank you and I praise the Lord Jesus Christ for taking care of me during this time. And during this time, He has given me some incredible words and dreams and visions, and hopefully I will be able to get to them and share them all with you. The next one is, I got the next night. All right, so in this vision, I saw a bullseye target, like when you are taking a bow and arrow and you're going to shoot an arrow at a bullseye target, a real big one. Kind of reminds me of Robin Hood. That's the kind I'm talking about. I saw that target, bullseye target, and it was in black and white and gray. I did not see the colors. Whenever the Lord gives me colors, it's for an emphasis, so it means something. Well, he emphasized in this vision black, white, and gray. Those were the colors on the actual target. And in the middle of the target, where there is the bullseye, instead of the bullseye, I saw the number 4 in black. The number 4 in black. When I woke up, I knew it was something about the number 4, obviously. And I knew that 4 can sometimes stand for judgments. And what the Lord has shown me is that there are 4 judgments coming. Once again, he pointed to Jeremiah 15:3, which is in a couple videos ago, I talked about the dogs that were coming, that the Lord used that in one of the messages. And it was part of the 4 forms of destructions that you can see in Jeremiah 15:3. Where there was the sword to slay, which meant war, and the dogs to drag, the birds and the beasts to devour and destroy. So that is 4 of the judgments. But then the Lord also showed me about the 4 horses of the apocalypse. Now, he has given me a message earlier this year that these 4 horsemen are starting to ride, that we're beginning to see these seals, these 4 seals being opened. And the 4 seals are conquering, war, famine, and death and the beasts. You can read about that in Revelation 6. And I went ahead and did a little study about the 4 judgments that the Lord brought in Israel and Judah, mainly in the books of Isaiah, Jeremiah, and I believe it was Ezekiel. And I was amazed what I found. I found that there were 4 things, like in Jeremiah 15:12, it says there's death, sword, famine, and captivity, which is very similar to what we see in the book of Revelation. Very, very similar. Then there were a lot of verses, especially in Jeremiah, that mentioned the sword, the pestilence, and famine. Those are 3 judgments that the Lord brought on Judah and Israel. In Ezekiel 5:17, there were all 4 of the same things that we see once again in Revelation 6 with the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse. Famine, the beasts, the pestilences, and the wars. So, brothers and sisters, the Lord, I believe, was pointing to the judgments that are coming. And they have to do with Revelation 6. And I believe that's the interpretation of this bullseye with the number 4 in the middle that was in black, white, and gray. Now, I asked the Lord what he meant about why did I see the black, white, and gray. And the word I heard was darkness. So this is going to bring more darkness. And I once again thought about a lights out scenario, because he continues to show me that there's going to be a lights out scenario. I don't know if it's pointing to the 3 days of darkness. I don't know if it's pointing to that we're going to lose our electricity, but it's about darkness. All right, so the last thing that I would like to share with you, like I said, the Lord gives me a lot of doom and gloom and judgment prophecies. but he also gives encouraging words, and I'm so thankful to him for that. And I praise his holy name for being so good and compassionate and kind to his children. On the 17th of August, this is what I saw while sleeping. I saw a plug, an extension cord, that had many different outlets on it. You know, if you want to plug in lots of different things, but it goes into one, it only goes into the socket in the wall, but you have like five or six different plugs on it. That's what I saw. And then I heard this. Now, it's unusual for me to actually get a message in the middle of the night. It happens once in a while. But the Lord woke me up to show me this vision. And then I was trying to get back to sleep, and I heard this. I heard, "Stay plugged in. The power comes from one source, but there are many outlets. Seek that power." So the Lord was saying in this word that Jesus is the source of the power. We are the outlets, and that we are to give light to the world. But our source comes from the Lord Jesus. He wants us to be the lights of the world for him. And we need to do that. Only through his power can we do that. You know, I was thinking about when he gave me that word, it was a very personal word, because 10 years ago, actually it was more like 11 years ago now, before I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I was a Christian. I'd been a Christian for years and years before I started getting dreams, words, and visions from him. And I felt very, powerless. I wasn't seeing the Lord's power in my life or in anybody else's life. And I remember that word power was very important. I started seeking the Lord, asking him, "Where is your power in my life? Where is your power in the world?" I didn't see it. And I started seeking him about his power. And actually the Lord led me to a book by Derek Prince about his power. And I'll put that link down below. I can't remember what the name of it is. But that was the beginning of my journey. The Lord actually showed me a lot of things through Derek Prince's ministry. And that's when I became baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that's a few months later, I got the gift of prophecy. All right, so brothers and sisters, it is important that we seek the power of the Lord and that he is our source. It makes me think of Acts 1:8. It says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." So that's what he was pointing to. It is now time for us to tap into the power of the Lord Jesus so we can be his witnesses throughout the whole earth. All right, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for coming and listening to what the Lord has showed me. I love you all. I thank you so much for your prayers. They have lifted me up and they have helped me and my husband so much. And like I said, an update will be coming probably tomorrow night, as soon as actually we have a further understanding of where he's, what he's doing in terms of his heart attack and all of that. So it's forthcoming. Thanks again for your prayers. I love you all. Stay close to the Lord. Shalom.